Sanibel vs. Cascadia vs. Harmonies in 2026. Which cozy nature puzzle wins? Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Buy Cascadia for the safest, family teach, and the calmest. Everyone builds something lovely, finish. Buy Harmonies when your table wants a more constrained, thinkier spatial puzzle. Buy Sanibel when shared movement, beachcombing, shell patterns, and a little more opportunity to affect timing sound delightful. Yumi's heart pick is Sanibel. Her universal recommendation is still Cascadia. The product line looks simpler from 10 feet away. Up close, there are standalone boxes, required cores, expansions that solve different player count problems, and products that are excellent but wrong for a first purchase. This cornerstone guide was rebuilt from publisher rules and product pages, exact Amazon identity checks, Board Game Geek discussion, and current Reddit/forum questions. Community experience is paraphrased into original advice. Generated curator scenes are editorial atmosphere, never product proof. The short answer: which Sanibel vs. Cascadia vs. Harmonies should you buy? Buy Cascadia for the safest, family teach, and the calmest. Everyone builds something lovely, finish. Buy Harmonies when your table wants a more constrained, thinkier spatial puzzle. Buy Sanibel when shared movement, beachcombing, shell patterns, and a little more opportunity to affect timing sound delightful. Yumi's heart pick is Sanibel. Her universal recommendation is still Cascadia. The verified purchase path in this guide is Sanibel on Amazon, Cascadia on Amazon, Harmonies on Amazon. Every retail button resolves to one exact Amazon product page. Official publisher and community links remain research sources rather than unmonetized store detours. The decision is not which box contains the most cardboard. It is which box gives your actual player count, session length, teaching appetite, and appetite for repeat play the right first 10 sessions. How does Sanibel vs. Cascadia vs. Harmonies actually play? Sanibel moves players along a shared beach, where advancing farther gains access to shells and shoreline finds, but changes turn order and what remains for everyone else. Cascadia pairs one habitat tile with one wildlife token, then scores several animal pattern cards across an expanding personal map. Harmonies stacks colored wooden pieces into landscapes and asks animal cards to fit exact terrain patterns before the tiny board closes. What makes the system fun is not a component count. It is the repeatable decision loop. The moment when a beginner stops moving pieces because the rules permit it and starts making a plan the rest of the table can read. First session rule: play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? All three are nature games with personal tableaus, but only Sanibel makes shared movement the central timer. Cascadia is forgiving and modular. Harmonies is compressed and architectural. The question is not which art is prettiest. It is whether your pleasure comes from calm options, tight geometry, or beach path timing. Across Board Game Geek and current forum discussions, the most useful comparisons describe table behavior rather than declaring one title universally better. Complexity, downtime, hidden information, player interaction, and the host's teaching burden are the variables that survive beyond launch week excitement. Use the matrix below to choose a job for the game. Theme can recruit a first play. The job determines whether the box earns a shelf. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Family Cascadia, the easiest teach and safest mixed skill gift. Puzzle Harmonies, the tighter spatial challenge for repeat players. Mood Sanibel, the strongest beachcombing identity and shared timing. Expand only the winner. Buy an expansion after the table proves which rhythm it repeats. Stop one calm shelf job. Three beautiful boxes are not three different game nights by default. The stopping rule matters. Cascadia has the easiest teach and broadest mixed skill appeal. Harmonies is the tightest spatial puzzle and can feel less forgiving when the market stalls. Amazon availability is not treated as a verdict. A product can be easy to buy and still be the wrong next box. It can also be worth waiting for when the only current listing has an ambiguous edition, seller, language, or product identity. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy beginner, keep shapes flexible. Avoid early placements that require one exact tile or color to remain legal. Regular, draft the scarce half. Sometimes the animal, shell, or terrain is rarer than the visible points suggest. Advanced, price tempo. In Sanibel, movement controls access. In Cascadia and Harmonies, market timing controls options. Expert, abandon one fantasy early. A clean second best scoring lane beats a perfect pattern the market will never finish. Do the debrief. After the game, name one decision that worked and one rule or timing window that stayed muddy. That 5-minute conversation is more valuable than buying an expansion to create novelty. The strategy advice here combines the official rules structure with repeated owner questions. It is written in Puzzlewick's voice. No forum post is being passed off as our first-hand test or copied as anonymous authority. What is the real table, hosting, and solo commitment? Hosting, use low bowls for wooden pieces, keep scoring cards above the play area, and teach one complete scoring example. For Sanibel, demonstrate movement order before shell patterns. For Harmonies, build one legal animal habitat in front of everyone. For Cascadia, explain habitat corridors and wildlife scoring separately. Solo, Cascadia has the smoothest solo ladder and broadest puzzle variety. Harmonies gives the tighter spatial squeeze. Sanibel is best solo when the meditative beach root itself appeals. Its shared path tension is naturally richer with people. Before purchase, budget the invisible parts. Set up surface, sorting, teaching, save state needs, cleanup, and whether one person must own the rules. These costs decide replay more reliably than the excitement of an unboxing. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. Sanibel is gentler and more interactive than its personal shell, Tableau first suggests. Cascadia has the easiest teach and broadest mixed skill appeal. Harmonies is the tightest spatial puzzle and can feel less forgiving when the market stalls. Amazon review patterns were used only as a secondary check for recurring packaging, component, complexity, and expectation issues. Star ratings and individual quotations are intentionally not frozen here because listings merge, additions change, and ratings move. A credible warning changes the buy decision. A complaint that merely describes the intended genre belongs in the "who should skip it" box instead. Common misconceptions, corrected before checkout. Sanibel is not Wingspan with shells. It is a movement and pattern game. Harmonies is not simply deeper Cascadia. Its stacking and animal placement constraints create a different puzzle. Cascadia's accessibility does not erase strategic drafting and spatial denial. The record date is July 28, 2026. Product identities and availability can change. The direct Amazon links are rechecked by Puzzlewick's publishing audit. Rules and compatibility claims retain dated publisher sources, so a future refresh can identify what changed. The Puzzlewick shelf plan for Sanibel versus Cascadia versus Harmonies Cascadia wins the broadest table. Harmonies wins the sharper puzzle. Sanibel wins the summer weekend mood and the player who wants a shared beach path instead of another open tile market. None is redundant if those three jobs are real, but most homes need only one. Buy the first verified box that solves your present table. Play it enough to explain why the second box would improve a repeated experience. If that sentence is still vague, the right move is to wait. Current verified Amazon options: Sanibel on Amazon, Cascadia on Amazon, Harmonies on Amazon. Final verdict: Cascadia wins the broadest table. Harmonies wins the sharper puzzle. Sanibel wins the summer weekend mood and the player who wants a shared beach path instead of another open tile market. None is redundant if those three jobs are real, but most homes need only one. Frequently asked questions: which is easiest, Sanibel, Cascadia, or Harmonies? Cascadia is the easiest teach and the safest mixed skill choice. Which is best at two players? Cascadia is the broad recommendation. Harmonies is better for a pair that wants a tighter puzzle. Is Sanibel like Wingspan? Only in its natural world care and designer lineage. Its core mechanisms are beach movement, drafting, and shell arrangement. Is Harmonies redundant if I own Cascadia? Not necessarily. Harmonies is more constrained, vertical, and tactically tight. Which has the best solo mode? Cascadia is the most mature solo recommendation, with Harmonies the sharper spatial alternative. Which should I give as a gift? Cascadia for a general audience, Sanibel for a beach or nature lover, Harmonies for a known puzzle fan.